Welcome to another edition of Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm your host, Randy Sharman. Today, we are inviting Gary Vanderleek to the program. He's an engineer designer of the Vangali First Shake Roof System. Vangali.com is the website. Welcome to the Talk to the Experts, Gary.
Thank you, Randy. It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to chat with you. And hopefully we can inform your listeners as to the advantages and benefits of the Vangali First Shake as it's basically a hybrid system, which we'll get into.
Well, tell me about the roofing business in general and how you got involved and how you came up with the Vangali First Shake roof.
Right. So a number of years ago, roofing on Vancouver Island, operating Vanderleek Roofing there for the last 30 plus years, we started to see a trend towards roof failures, which were premature. So the question was, is why are they failing? And this is specific to West Coast architecture using West Coast red cedar. And so we took a closer look at the cedar and realized that what was happening was is they were running out the older growth trees. And of course, that probably hits the nerve for a lot of people, logging, et cetera. And so what's happened is you have almost no first growth cedar left, and it's second growth cedar, which grew a lot faster and it's not as old. And so the density of the wood was less than half. And the issue with that is that, of course, water can absorb into it, the oils go out of it, and then it deteriorates because of the oil leaching out, and it splits and it rots, and then you end up with the resulting roof leak. And so rather than having a 40 to 50 year roof, these roofs are failing around 20 roughly. And so we needed to come up with a better solution, better product. And so the roofing industry has been trying to address this for years, coming out with various types of products which simulate cedar or West Coast look, cedar products. Even Alberta tried for a while with their pine shakes, which was, as most people know, not a great situation that evolved in that one. Many roofs failed prematurely as well. And so at the end of the day, what we decided to do was look at the synthetic side of things and decided after a short foray into that to move away from the synthetics. There are a number of synthetic products now on the market that use rubbers, urethanes, a combination of resins and ground up other fillers. But again, there they've had difficulty with a number of factors. And so what we did is we decided to take it from the standpoint of what actually works, what's proven, and how can we make that look like cedar. So while we were doing this, evolving this approach, the metal industry combined with the paint industry came up with PrintTech technology. And so what they have now is gold standard paint. Most people know it as Kynar. It's PVDF paint. And this particular paint is highly reflective. It's almost like a Teflon coated, so nothing sticks to it. It's extremely fade resistant. And they can actually make the print on the metal look like a piece of wood. And so what we have is a metal blank in the profile of the shake or the piece of slate. And then what fills that is a piece of EPS, which is expanded polystyrene. And both expanded polystyrene has been used in building construction as well as metal for decades. And so all we're doing is combining these two things. So now we have the thermal properties of wood with the strength of steel and the look of wood.